Okay, hi everybody. We are back now live. Thank you again to Adam Green for sitting down for 45 minutes and talking about his movies. Both Adam Green and Joe Lynch, of course, can be found every week on the Movie Crypt podcast, and they're working on a show that's coming out now. They can be seen on Holliston, and as my wife Erica can attest, I'm obsessed with both of them. So to have them both on the podcast was really, really cool, and thank you to both of them. This is exciting now because I'm joined in the studio by Alexa's family, her father, Mr. Steve Rodheim, and her sister, Miss Aubrey Rodheim. Hi, guys. You probably have to get closer to the mics. Thank you. Make sure your levels are up here. Okay, that should be good. How are you guys doing?
Good. We've been listening since 8, and we'll continue to listen until 2 a.m.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
And the show's great. On behalf of my wife, Diana, and Alexa's siblings, Zach, Kendall, Hannah, Aubrey, who's here, as you mentioned, she's all about Quentin Tarantino and John Lynch, but there's nothing wrong with that.
David Lynch.
John Lynch, I think, played some football. And then, and Connor, we thank you and Erica and everyone who has participated and donated during this podcast. We can't thank you enough for raising money and awareness for the Magnolia Tree Foundation. We really appreciate it.
It is our honor. Thank you so much for allowing us to do this fundraiser. And as it stands, I'm refreshing. We are at about $6,400 right now for the Magnolia Tree Foundation. So my goal is to at least get it over $7,000.
Okay, this is amazing. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, we got to rally, guys. So both Steve and Aubrey are way into movies. And I thought it would be awesome to talk about. I need to ask you, Mr. Rodheim, how do you raise a cool kid with movies? Because I have kids, and they like garbage right now. So how do I get my kids to have cool tastes like Aubrey?
Well, I like to think I'm always watching great movies, and if they should come in the room and sit down and watch it,
all right,
they would hopefully appreciate it.
Because I was trying to watch, when my daughter was born, I was trying to watch Shogun Assassin with her, just when she was an infant, just to turn her on to cool shit. And so far it hasn't worked, because she just likes Frozen.
It's nice that the kids are older now, because many a times over the years I've been watching movies where maybe they weren't quite appropriate for the kids. But
sure.
Oh, no. From what I remember, there was never censorship in our house with movies, because I remember specifically when I was little seeing scenes from, like, Fargo. Like, specifically Fargo.
You're making me feel old right now when you say, when I was little, I saw Fargo.
I just, like, picture Frances McDormand, like, standing in the snow with her gun.
Yeah.
I can remember that from when I was little. And I remember Pulp Fiction, and I remember a bunch of other movies.
This was as long as my wife was not home, right? Or sleeping or something.
I don't know. I think everyone was home, but
this is what I struggle with, because I know that, like, exposing kids to cool stuff when they're young is part of what makes them like cool stuff. But then I am constantly shielding them from cool stuff. So you're a huge movie fan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And like I said, I have a huge collection that I swear by. No drugs allowed.
Nice.
And what I was hoping to do is go through a series of my favorites, my daughter Alexa's favorites.
Okay.
And I kind of want to, since you're a movie critic, I'd love to hear your opinion on them. I want to make sure that I'm not just thinking that my movies are great.
All right. Listen, if you have something that you love and I'm not a fan, I'll just...
tell me.
No, I can't. I'll just be like, all right, you know.
No, please tell him. Rip them apart. Yeah.
I also have a series of lists, and we may or may not get to them.
Okay.
Sleepers and underappreciated movies. Oscar ripoffs, because there's a couple of pet peeves I have.
Okay.
That came to the Academy Awards. Top war movies.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's see what else I got here.
You're more prepared than anyone on this podcast, so you know.
Well, I've had all day. I've been sitting and listening. It got me out of a lot of honeydew. Scary movies, thrillers, creepy movies.
All right.
Comedies. Some oldies that I love, even musicals. I'll deny it if you tell anyone, but I do like
Moulin Rouge. Is his favorite movie.
What is
Moulin Rouge?
Yeah.
Moulin Rouge. I think he said like The Wanderers.
No,
I do like
no.
it. But I'll,
The Wanderers.
I'll deny it, like I said, if you tell anyone, but that is a great movie.
All right,
and then I have a couple questions for you.
Okay.
So again, I have quite a few movies that I've been writing down. I didn't cheat. I didn't look at my huge movie collection.
Okay.
It was just by listening to you and think of actors. That's sometimes how I think of the movies that I really like. But as far as Alexa. Since we're raising money based on her wish, I want to talk about some of her favorite movies. She loves Mrs. Doubtfire. She loved Mrs. Doubtfire.
Okay.
Walking around the house, making imitating her.
All she would do is quote it. That's it. Right. Really? Nothing else.
The Big Fish was one of her favorite movies.
Yeah. Tim Burton.
And I know she liked The Lost Boys. This is in no particular order, by the way.
Okay.
Donnie Darko was, I remember, one of her favorites. She really likes Jake Gyllenhaal quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
So recently, she, not so long ago, she saw Nightcrawler.
Nice.
Okay.
I enjoyed that.
Nightcrawler's good.
Let's see what else here. Again, I don't want to go through everything, but these are all great movies. Stand By Me, Raising Arizona. I don't know if you've seen The Contender with Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, Joan Allen running for president. That's a good movie.
Yeah, I think it's a great movie. That's one on her list. She loves Forrest Gump and Shawshank Redemption with everybody.
Yeah.
Pulp Fiction, Back to the Future.
Nice.
Brave Little Toaster. That's one of her favorites.
I've never seen that one.
Okay. What?
I had no childhood. No, this is important. I had no childhood.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, one of her favorites.
Sure.
She loved Edward Scissorhands and Beetlejuice and Parenthood. The Graduate, which is in my, you'll hear it's in one of my top 10 favorite movies.
For sure.
U-Turn, maybe an underrated Oliver Stone movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gran Torino, Ghost, which I heard you talking about.
Sure. We did talk about Ghost.
On the Green Mile, Taxi Driver, Blue Valentine, another one that I think is a little bit underrated.
Yeah.
I heard that movie.
The Quick and the Dead, which probably is the...
The Sam Raimi one?
Correct.
And nice.
Oh, no. Isn't that a Western?
Quick and the Dead. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, that's a Sam Raimi Western, yeah.
And I'm not big on Westerns. I don't even know if any made my list. There's a few that I like.
Okay.
Anyway, Dennis the Menace. I'm all over the place with this. American Beauty, The Color Purple, Cape Fear, Dead Poets Society, Slumdog Millionaire. She loved the book and the movie To Kill a Mockingbird. That meant a lot to her.
Yeah.
And her favorite foreign film was, and one of my brother-in-law always makes fun of us for this, is Run Lola Run.
Okay.
Which I thought was okay.
I like that movie.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
And another foreign film she liked was Amelia. Am I saying
I think
right?
It's Amelie.
Amelie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank
Amelie.
You. Yeah. Obviously, I haven't seen that.
It's good. It's really good.
And then one of her favorites from a Stephen King book to a movie was Dolores Claiborne, which I think is really good.
That is really good.
Yeah, she loved Hot Chicks. That was a funny movie.
All right.
Breakfast Club.
The list is crumbling a little bit with Hot Chicks, but that's all right.
I think it's amazing. Yeah.
Pleasantville, Truman Show. So she loved movies quite a bit, just like the rest of us. So I just want to share that with you.
That's awesome.
And,
thank you.
Yeah, and some of those movies are on my all-time favorite list. And it's really difficult when you love movies, as I'm sure you know. It could change. My top 20 or my top 50 could change from day to day.
Yeah.
And I know there's going to be movies tonight I'll be thinking, oh, my God, I forgot this.
Right.
But some of my all-time favorites, and this is kind of where I wanted to see what you thought of them.
All right.
The first one's a no-brainer, The Graduate.
Sure.
And I just love that
great
movie. The Godfather 1 and 2.
Of course.
That's on almost everybody's list. Pulp Fiction is my favorite Tarantino.
Interesting.
But any Tarantino's, you can't go wrong. And I might as well ask you, can you rank maybe your top three?
Top three Tarantino's?
Yeah.
Because I say this a lot on the podcast, my favorite Tarantino tends to be the one that I'm watching. So, I think Inglourious Basterds is his best movie.
I love it.
I think the one I enjoy watching the most is if I watch Kill Bill, as one and two together. I think that's the one I enjoy the most. I think Jackie Brown is
underrated.
So good. Yeah. I mean, he doesn't have one that I don't like.
Right. Because exactly. It's like a bad Beatles. The worst Beatles song is still a good song. The worst Tarantino movie is still a good movie.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it, though. Saying whatever one you're watching is your favorite.
Yeah.
Kill Bill will always be my number one.
Yeah.
Nothing passes that up. But when I'm watching a Tarantino movie, it's my favorite movie.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Somewhere, on some drive somewhere, I have a copy of the closest thing that we have right now to the whole Bloody Affair, the both versions mixed together with the House of Blue Leaves sequence in color and the transition. I'll try to find it, and we can have a screening someday, so
let's
we can watch the whole thing in one sitting.
That would be great.
It was just outstanding. And since I'm still on Pulp Fiction, I'll mention that, and maybe you can tell me what your favorite scene is in any movie you've ever seen. Because my favorite scene, a sequence in any movie, I would say, and there's a couple, so many great ones, is from the time John Travolta picks up Uma Thurman and drops her off.
Okay.
In Pulp Fiction, that whole sequence and the dance and the diner and everything that goes on in between is my favorite sequence in a movie. Do you have something like that?
I've never thought about honestly, the first one that came to mind, and I know that this isn't actually my favorite scene, is the testing of the blood in John Carpenter's The Thing.
Okay.
It's one of the greatest jump scares of all time. I love that scene so much because of the timing of it, but I never thought about what's my favorite scene. Yeah.
There's something for the future.
I thought your favorite scene was Naomi Watts and Mulholland Drive.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, listen. Do you have a favorite scene?
like all of Kill Bill.
From when it starts until when it finishes.
Honestly, truly.
Yeah.
But
if you can only watch one or two, which one do you go with?
Scenes? Oh, no. Oh, between volume one, volume two. Honestly, I think volume one because honestly, like the sound, I listened to the soundtrack in my car on the way to work and on the way back to work. Like I listen to it every day, and the first one has most of the songs that I love, and I think that contributes to it.
Sure.
But I think it's especially because the anime part.
Oh, okay.
I think that's why the first one's my favorite.
I do love that sequence.
That's like my favorite. So.
I just recently, and this came up once when Mark was on, but I just recently watched a movie called The Chinese Boxer. I've been getting into like kung fu movies, and I watched this movie called The Chinese Boxer, and there's a fight scene where it's completely where he got the House of Blue Leaves from. Like, so if you're interested in seeing where he got it, it's this movie called The Chinese
Boxer.
I've
seen a bunch of videos where it shows like what he inspired from, and like different scenes from different movies and kung fu movies. And,
Okay. So, all right, what else is on here?
I love Deliverance.
Yeah, no, that's a great movie.
I hated that movie.
Why?
Is Deliverance the political one?
No.
What am I thinking of?
Deterrence?
Contender. I think I'm thinking of Contender.
Oh.
Contender.
Which I never mind. That was on Alexis' list. But no, it has a very disturbing scene, but I think it's just a great movie.
It is a great movie.
I love when I'm flipping channels. It's like a Shawshank when you're watching something and then the Shawshank's on.
Which is almost any time.
Right. Then you always end up getting stuck on it and you forget what you were watching. Which, by the way, I'm going to just quickly go back to Shawshank. My second favorite scene in any movie is the whole scene up on the roof in Shawshank. When he gets
That is a great scene.
I love it.
That is a great scene.
So, but anyway, another movie that is Shawshank. If I'm flipping channels, even if I'm watching the Cubs, although right now I don't want to talk about the Cubs, and I flip channels and Sin City is on, I get stuck. I can't turn it off. I love Sin City.
Oh, yeah.
Love that
movie. Did you see the second one?
I did, which was okay.
It
was tolerable.
It was just evergreen naked the entire time.
Well, listen.
Which isn't that bad.
No.
But other than
the worst movies have some good moments. Let's not talk crazy.
Yeah, the first one was unbelievable.
I like that movie a lot.
So, Goodfellas, of course, that's on everybody's list. And I like Casino, too, quite a bit.
Yeah.
I think Doing the Right Thing is terrific. A lot of people haven't seen it.
Lee's best movie.
Right. They say they don't like Spike Lee and they won't watch it. It's a great movie. Great acting.
It's amazing. And it is, 26 years old,
1990.
100%.
And Gus from Breaking Bad, isn't it?
That's right.
That blew my mind.
That's right. It's 26 years old and 100% relevant.
I agree.
Today.
Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm. You could have made it.
With everything that's going on, like it speaks to all of this stuff.
And that's
going to
return on one of my Oscar snubs. One of my
favorites. Oh, okay. All right. Oh, I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Yeah. The Royal Tenenbaums is a movie that I've kind of, almost like I kind of forced my kids to all love the Beatles. They all love the Royal Tenenbaums because I don't know what it is. Wes Anderson's good. I like most of his movies, but there's something about that movie specifically.
It's Gene Hackman.
It's the acting. I'm not even a huge Gene Hackman fan. Gwyneth Paltrow, I don't like her, but I like her in that movie.
I agree 100%.
The only time she's good.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite.
I think it's
Wes Anderson.
Alec Baldwin doing this commentary. On and on and on. It's just a great movie.
Yep.
Bull Durham is by far my favorite sports movie and one of my favorite movies.
All right.
I mean, I love a lot of baseball movies, but that's my favorite. Heaven Can Wait is a movie from when I was in high school, college. I love that movie with Warren Beatty.
That I've never seen.
Oh, I highly recommend it.
I haven't seen Here Comes Mr. Jordan.
Nah.
I saw the third remake, which was Down to Earth with Chris Rock.
So here's one that I'm going to... you got to trust me on it. You'll see
Absolutely.
It's outstanding.
Yeah.
It's a great movie. Mystic River...
Okay.
Is one of the most emotional movies.
Good, yeah.
This is a brief story that anyone who's listening and who knows me and knows Alexa probably has heard this already, but Mystic River actually changed her destiny in regards to where she went to college. Long family tradition, University of Illinois, but she wanted to go to University of Iowa. She was accepted at both. We actually went to Iowa. They were great. We actually paid some kind of fee saying she's going to come there.
Yeah.
And then I watched Mystic River. And she, her being my oldest daughter.
Yeah.
And there's the body of water. There's what goes on in the movie. I don't want to give it away for whoever hasn't seen it. You should see the movie. It's amazing. Do you think it's amazing?
I like it. I don't. Probably not as much as you.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah.
Sean Penn won Best Actor, so there's some great stuff in it. And also Timothy Robbins won Best Supporting Actor. So it wasn't just me who liked this movie. But anyway, it was extremely emotional. And I never told her that until years later, but I said, you're not going to Iowa because the University of Iowa, not a big deal, but it has a body of water running right through the campus.
And
it was my first year going to college. So I said, I never told her why. I said, you're going to Illinois. You're not going to Iowa. And that's really the main reason why. It wasn't because of family tradition.
I thought you were going to say, like, she wanted to go somewhere to Boston. And you were like, you're not going somewhere where they talk like that. It's got a fucking class, kid. Sorry.
Anyway, this is my top 10. It's a lot to be in the top 10. Boogie Nights. I love Boogie Nights.
Oh, my God. Yes.
A Clockwork Orange, which is my son Zach's favorite movie.
Okay.
That makes my list. Anything by Stanley Kubrick.
Yeah.
Cat on a Hudson Roof. And I'll be talking about Paul Newman in a little bit.
I feel bad because I've never seen Cat on a Hudson Roof, but I just DVR'd it. It's on my DVR to watch.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
I think you'll love it.
Yeah.
Fargo, of course. Any Coen Brothers movie, you can't go wrong. Did you already earlier rate your top?
I was trying to. Fargo's my one.
Okay.
Then I couldn't fill out the others because they've really only made one. The only movie from them I don't like is The Ladykillers.
And when you said that, I completely agree. And then followed by, I don't really care for the Billy Bob Thornton movie.
Oh, The Man Who Wasn't There.
Yeah, I thought that was okay.
Yeah.
And then their worst movies after that are still okay.
Right, right, right.
And their most recent movie had that great dance scene with...
Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's still the whole movie.
I hated that movie.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Honestly, like I know, generally speaking, it is a quality film. And there are people out there who understand it more than I did.
Okay.
Because I think there were, certain things I just didn't understand.
Okay.
But generally speaking, it was so boring.
Really? Yeah, see, I feel like even if you ignored, the bigger messages, you could still enjoy it just as a little tour of old Hollywood.
I just felt like nothing was happening.
Oh, come on.
I disagree. It wasn't great. It wasn't their best, but it was good.
I don't know.
It's good.
And you didn't mention A Serious Man, and maybe it's because I'm Jewish, but I love...
It's a great film. When Adam Riske was on earlier, he mentioned it because he's kind of iffy on the Coen brothers, but he mentioned that there's one that I'm like, I'm not positive I get it all.
I think it grows. I've seen it 10 times. I don't know if I fully understand it.
Right.
But I still love it.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
Raising Arizona is the best one. Yeah.
Raising Arizona is great.
And, Blood Simple got my attention. That was the first one they ever made. It was amazing.
That would be in my top five.
So
that's showing at the Music Box this week.
Oh,
that
would be something cool to see in
yeah.
the theater.
Yeah, yeah.
And that W.M. Emmett Wallace was just, you thought he was going to be a bit player and he ended up being the main guy, the
right.
main bad guy.
I love
that movie.
Yeah,
so
it's great.
People who haven't seen it should see it. Parent, here's a movie, and this is another question I'll ask you instead of later. Parenthood is a movie that when I first saw it, I don't think I had any kids. Why is Opie directing movies? And I had a real really negative attitude about it. And then now you fast forward, I have kids. Steve Martin is one of my very, very favorite actors in every way. I think he's so talented, musician. I mean, I don't know, musician, writer, and actor. And Parenthood is now one of my very, very favorite movies.
Yeah,
and
it makes him cry.
Yeah, it is pretty emotional.
There's scenes in that movie that are so great. I mean, my favorite scene in the movie is that speech that the grandmother gives that's so wonderful and touching.
About the roller coaster.
And then the punchline, if she's so wise, why is she sitting in the neighbor's car?
Why is she sitting in the
neighbor's car? Oh, man. And that's the movie in a nutshell, where it's this really poignant, well-observed thing followed by a really good joke.
Right? Right.
That's the movie.
And even maybe like Steenburgen, whatever, Ted Danson's wife. I mean,
Diane Wiest is so good in that movie, too.
She's
yeah.
amazing. Yeah, I love her.
No, that was just a great movie. Edward Scissorhands, speaking of her, I love Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was on Alexa's list. American Beauty, we already talked about. That I'm going to come back to another snub, Hollywood Oscar snubs from American Beauty.
Even though
it won Best Movie,
okay.
It won Best Actor, Kevin Spacey.
But
it won Best Director.
So Annette Bening? Is that the snub?
Yeah, it is. She got robbed.
Hillary Swank won for Boys Don't Cry, though.
Exactly. I don't care.
Come on.
Got robbed.
Hillary Swank is so good in that movie.
Well, I think she's good, but I thought Annette Bening. So, The Departed obviously is a classic.
Yeah, yeah.
I just saw that the first time.
Another extremely
Did you like
emotional.
It?
I've watched it 10 times since. I just watched it.
It's pretty awesome,
time.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And here's one.
I hate Mark Wahlberg. That's my problem. But.
Well, here's one comment.
I think we just found a Transformer.
Mark Wahlberg saved The Departed, though. Because
No, exactly.
Because, I don't know who hasn't seen it, but
right.
I have a tiny bit of respect for Mark. I literally went on YouTube and I looked up that scene and just watched it over and over and over again. I'm not going to say what it is, but okay. I watched it multiple times.
So I'm winding down. I could have had a million more, but I have Crash, Field of Dreams, which is probably my second favorite baseball movie.
Okay.
And then I have, in no particular order, as I said, but The Color Purple, which is one of the most... There's another movie that does make me cry. I love The Color Purple. I think it's a great movie.
It is. I'm a big fan of it.
Sleepers and underappreciated movies.
Okay.
I've watched this movie about 3-4 times. It's best to watch with subtitles. And every time I watch it, I think it keeps on getting better and better. And a lot of people will think I'm nuts, and you might too. Cloud Atlas.
I love that movie.
Oh, good.
I love it.
I think it is so underrated. People watch it for 10 minutes. It's my biggest pet peeve. Did you like it? Nah. Well, did you watch it? Well, I saw 10 minutes. I fell asleep. Well, that doesn't count.
I catch him watching it all the time. It's like just, at 2 in the morning. Yeah. I like walk in the room. He's watching Cloud Atlas trying to analyze it.
Just the piano suite from that movie is enough to start making me cry.
Oh, my God.
The year that movie came out, we do our top 10 show at the end of every year, and that was my favorite movie that year.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad to hear it.
Oh, I remember that.
And Halle Berry, of course. She's ugly, but you know, sometimes you just have to watch her. So I think that, and Tom Hanks, like five, all those actors, it's so fun to watch. All the different parts they played. You can't even believe it at the end.
Yeah.
You know most of them, but some of them you're like shocked.
Right.
So
I love that movie.
I highly recommend it. And people, you got to be patient. You got to put on the subtitles.
Definitely like subtitles.
Little Miss Sunshine, I like. I think it's underrated. I mean, a lot of it had a following, but I think it's good. So again, these are sleepers or underappreciated. Here's a movie that I like a lot that you might not like. I Love You to Death with Kevin Klein.
Came up on it's Lawrence Kasdan, and it came up recently on the podcast, and it's been too long since I saw it, so I don't remember it that well. But I know I've seen it.
I think it's great.
Yeah,
and not a classic. Just
right. Like, well, Kevin Klein. Anytime you get Kevin Klein doing a goofy accent. You're doing okay.
He's a good actor.
He is.
And quickly, Thank You for Smoking and Fast Food Nation. I just thought about those. Those are two solid movies that I would recommend people see.
Yeah.
A lot of people missed it. I really think that A Series of Unfortunate Events is outstanding, and I think it's Jim Carrey's best work.
Interesting. Okay.
Have you ever seen it?
I have. I saw it when it was in theaters, and I have not seen it since.
It gets better. I think it gets better.
Show your kids that movie.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
It's a little spooky, but...
That's okay. I like a little spooky. Kids.
I saw it on, like, my... I don't know. For one of my birthdays, I got told to shut up in the theater because I was talking with my friends. But I think it was...
By, like, a stranger?
Yes. The guy in front of us. And it was so, like, aggressive the way he said it, too. I was like, I'm 10. Like,
yeah, right?
But, yeah, I think it was, like, my 10th birthday, and we went and saw it, and it was amazing.
Okay.
My favorite George Clooney movie, I would say, and he's made a lot of good ones.
Yeah.
I really like The Descendant. And I even could say I almost thought
The Descendants.
Won in Hawaii. And I even thought he could have almost won an Oscar. I don't consider him a great actor, but I don't remember who won that year. I should have added that one.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But anyway, I really like that movie. My wife will yell at me for saying that, but I love the movie Snatch. I mean, I just think
I like that movie.
She doesn't like you saying that word.
That's fun. Well, listen.
Brad Pitt was outstanding. The whole movie was great. Here's another sleeper, Midnight Run.
Oh, sure.
With De Niro and Charles Grodin.
Yeah.
It's a great buddy movie. We already talked about Blood Simple. I wrote Blood Simple, Miller's Crossing, and Barton Fink. Barton Fink I recently watched again, and that would be another thing. Movies that I thought were okay that I watched again that I all of a sudden loved. That would be Barton Fink.
Because
I paid attention. I listened to every line. It's an amazing movie.
I think the Coen brothers have a couple of those movies, and some of them, like Barton Fink, the first time I saw it, I think I was too young. Because I was like, I don't.
And it's now, a lot of dialogue.
Yeah. And then I get older and I'm like, oh, that's why this is great. I was just talking about Wild at Heart earlier, and that was a movie I saw way too young. And now I see it as an adult. And I'm
how
like,
how old were you?
I was in like seventh grade.
Oh, okay. I just watched that recently.
It's the best,
it's
right?
The best.
Yeah. Oh, well, we were trying to name some of our favorite movies from 1990.
That and Raising Arizona, the only Nicolas Cage tolerable movies, in my opinion.
Honeymoon in Vegas is fun, but he won an Oscar for Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah.
People can't believe he ever won an Oscar because they make fun of him.
Well, because he's turned into such a punchline, but once upon a time, he was pretty cool.
He's only good when he's like a complete weirdo in his movies. Like, just a complete not who he actually is.
Right.
I mean, did you ever see that movie where he plays a vampire? He thinks he's a vampire.
Vampire's Kiss.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He eats a live bug, man. Nicolas Cage swinging for the fences.
That's crazy. A lot of people didn't like it, but I think Watchmen is terrific.
Yeah.
I love it. And that movie,
great soundtrack.
Movie too often.
Great soundtrack.
You're right. Great music. I really liked Runaway Jury. You ever see that?
And
What I really liked about it, Dustin Hoffman, who most people really dislike because they don't know how great he was when he was younger. They don't know his early movies. They see him as this like nerd and playing the, to meet the parents' parent.
Right.
He's horrible in that. But he's such a great actor. But in Runaway Jury, Gene Hackman, actually wrote a scene for them because they were roommates when they were both struggling actors.
Right.
So they both appeared in this movie but had no dialogue. So they actually wrote an extra scene where they lock each other. I don't know if you remember the scene where they lock each other in the bathroom.
Yeah.
So anyway, I really think that's somewhat of an underrated movie. I like it a lot.
Runaway, and I bring it up on the podcast all the time because it's one of these movies that I can't defend as like, this movie's great. But if it's on, I have to watch it to the end.
It's
I cannot turn it off.
And it's got a great ending.
And everyone in the cast is so great.
Right.
You know, it's like, it's just actors you like. Hey, cool.
Exactly. I put down The Party only because I had to have Peter Sellers somewhere.
I've never seen The Party.
It's really funny, but I felt like I had a Peter Sellers somewhere, so that's why I put down, because I love one of his Pink Panther movies. I don't know if it's the one where he drives his inspector crazy, but he's very talented.
Yeah, oh, yeah, sure.
And we already talked about Do the Right Thing. Catch Me If You Can, I think, is a great movie.
It is?
I love that. And I this is the most recent movie I bought. I found it and bought it at, what is it called, that record store, or the bookstore?
Half Price.
Nice.
Kiss, Kiss, Bang, Bang.
Love that movie.
Yeah, I love it.
Love
and,
it.
And a lot of people have never seen it, or they watched 2 minutes of it and said, what are you talking about? But I think it was great. I put down Election. Alexa liked Election,
Oh, my
too.
God.
Love Election.
Yeah. It's like my favorite comedy.
I had Bruce in there somewhere. here's another disturbing movie that I really like, Little Children.
Sure, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Todd Field.
See, I'm doing all right. You like most of my movies.
Yeah.
Now, Dustin Hoffman, I talked about him earlier about how people think about him now, but they don't know him back when he did Straw Dogs. Have you ever seen that?
Sam Peckinpah, sure.
Yep.
Yeah. Susan George.
Little Big Man.
Little Big Man I've not seen.
Oh, you got to add it to your
list. I know. I literally, like, 2 nights ago, because I was on a Western jag, because I was interviewing this Joe Madry, who wrote this book about Westerns. So I was going through Amazon to see what Westerns were available on there, and Little Big Man is on there, so I added it to my queue, but I haven't had time to watch it, because it's like a three-hour movie.
Okay, but it's worth it. I've been bugging my oldest son, Zach, to watch it for about 2 years.
Yeah.
He keeps on promising. I think he has. He keeps on promising me he'll watch it. Marathon Man was great.
Yeah, yeah.
And Papillon. Are you familiar
Never
with
Papillon? Seen Papillon.
Oh, that's like Shawshank before Shawshank.
Okay.
So I've given you at least four movies that you've got to see that I promise you will like them.
All right.
And then I had High Fidelity, Gross Point Blank. I like both of those movies a lot.
Love them.
I didn't know who Jack Black was. I thought he stole the show in High Fidelity, but I really like both those movies.
Yeah.
We already talked about Wild at Heart, Mulholland Drive.
Yes.
Leaving Las Vegas. And here's another one that I only saw maybe a year or two ago that I really think is terrific, but don't have the kids around for the very opening scene. Before the Devil Knows You're Dead.
Oh, sure. That's a good one.
Marissa Tomei, you can't go wrong. So, and then lastly, early Tom Hanks stuff. Splash. He does everything. Splash. I even though Shelley Long was in it, I call her something else. And I guess I heard you say the F word. I call her Shelley Schlong. I don't like it.
Dad, please. He's trying to hold back his swears.
You burnt Shelley Long.
Yeah, bullshit.
But anyway, I still like the Money Pit, though. I thought it was funny.
Okay.
And you talked earlier, and I thought I was the only one who liked Joel versus the Volcano.
Oh, my God.
So
I love
so
it
glad
so much.
To hear you talking about
I love it.
That's what I knew we'd be all right.
Yeah.
Because I think that movie, most people don't like it. They don't get it. I think it's a terrific movie.
It's the best.
Okay. So do you have to take a break?
No. I'm good.
Should I keep on rolling?
Yeah.
I'm here to talk movies, as you can tell.
Let's do it.
Okay. And again, no particular. Top war movies.
Okay.
Or war related.
War movies is a genre that I'm less well-versed in.
I would suggest there might be a couple of these that I put on there just to fill the list.
But okay.
For the most part, have you seen Full Metal Jacket?
I have.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
Okay, yeah, that's a great movie.
Saving Private Ryan.
Seen it.
And then we'll get to the Oscar snub on that.
Okay.
That's the biggest one. Apocalypse Now.
Sure. Yeah, of course.
I was actually in college when that movie came out. I loved it. Platoon.
Okay. Yeah.
Deer Hunter.
Yes.
I don't know if you've seen this one, The Odessa File.
I have not.
I totally recommend it.
Okay.
The guy from Deliverance. What's his name? Who's now in
John Voight or Burt Reynolds?
John Voight.
Okay.
Well, both of them, but John Voight was great back then.
Okay.
And I highly recommend The Odessa File. I put down The Hurt Locker, which I liked.
Yeah.
The Dirty Dozen, just for
sure.
Just for yucks.
Lee Marvin. So
we're all hoping that Jim Brown makes it. The Bridge on the River Kwai. It was just done recently. It's a great movie. Schindler's List.
Okay.
Yeah, real pick me up and say movie. Judgment at Nuremberg.
Never seen.
It's great.
Okay.
It's Spencer Tracy, who's really old.
Is that Paul Newman?
It mostly takes place in court. No, Paul Newman's
who's
not in it.
Who's in that?
Maximilian Schnell won Best Actor for that movie.
Okay.
And Spencer Tracy, as I said. And then also, I hardly have Burt Lancaster in anything, but Burt Lancaster is in this movie, and he's a great actor.
Mm. Okay.
So I highly recommend that. And then I put down MASH, although that's a movie that I really liked at one time, maybe not so much anymore.
I like MASH. There was some MASH blowback recently on our site, but last time I saw MASH, I really liked it. I like Robert Altman, so.
Yeah, okay, yeah, and he's great, because I forgot to put The Player.
Oh, man, The Player is so great. Did you ever see Shortcuts?
Yeah, no, outstanding.
Yeah.
See, I love Jack Lemmon, and he's in that.
Oh, my God, he has that amazing monologue in Shortcuts. Right. Holy cow.
He's great.
Yeah.
I just watched Glengarry Glen Ross, which isn't on any other list of mine today, but Jack Lemmon was unbelievable.
Yeah,
so everybody
for sure.
was great in that.
Yeah.
And then to round out the war movies, American Sniper, which I think is great. But I probably forgot some, but there's my war movies.
Okay.
Have you seen most everything on that list?
With the exception of the ones, the Odessa File and Judgment at Nuremberg,
I think you'll like both of them quite a bit.
Okay.
Maybe a little outdated on the Odessa File, but still outdated.
That's all right.
Yeah. Scariest movies / thrillers, creepy.
All right.
So a little broad.
All right. Now you're talking my language.
Okay. I still maintain that The Exorcist is the scariest movie and the best scary movie I've ever seen.
All right.
That's my opinion.
He looks classic.
I love The Shining, even though I've seen it 10 times and I still don't fully think I understand it. I still love it. I just love the atmosphere.
Yeah.
I think The Sixth Sense is outstanding. Bruce Willis's best movie.
Well, no, no, Die Hard is Bruce Willis's best movie, okay. But The Sixth Sense is very good.
Okay. I thought he was great. I just love The Sixth Sense. An old classic, Psycho, still creeps me out.
Psycho's awesome.
Yeah. Silence of the Lambs.
Like, Silence of the Lambs is great. Yeah.
I like The Ring. I was on a business trip while by myself. I went and saw the movie. It kind of creeped me out when I got back to my hotel room.
Okay. I like The Ring up to a point.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Oh, do you like The Ring?
It's one of my favorites.
For real?
Yeah.
I
have so many different genres of scary movies that I like. Like, my favorite genre of scary movies are, like, comedy horror. That's my favorite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, say pretty it. Much anything in the 80s.
Army of Darkness, for
yeah,
instance.
Yeah, and, you know, like, Reanimator.
Reanimator, starring Barbara Crampton.
Yeah, and Dead Alive.
Not a guest from this podcast-a-thon, but Barbara Crampton was on the podcast-a-thon earlier.
Oh, yeah.
From Reanimator.
Yeah. What?
Did you not catch that?
I don't know. Okay, I was on and off.
The female lead in Reanimator is Barbara Crampton.
Oh.
She's the mom in Your Next.
I saw her picture. I recognized that
She
picture.
Was on this morning. She was very nice.
Wow.
She donated money. Wow. To the Magnolia Tree Foundation.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's amazing.
She's so cool. So here's my issue with The Ring, right? Because okay. I've only seen it once in the theater. And I thought it was really creepy when she watches the tape. And I've given this speech before to people on the podcast, so I apologize. The images on the tape, like, they don't add up. It's like, it's a woman brushing her hair and a fly and a horse. And why are all these?
What did it all mean?
And it's, like, scary when you don't understand what they have to do with one another. Right. And then the rest of the movie is like, here's what this means. And here's what this. Here's why we had the horse. Mm-hmm. Here's who the lady is. And it's less scary when they tell you why it's all there, to me.
Yeah. Okay, no, I buy it because I can't say I understood everything. I like the creepiness of it, is what I'm trying to say.
I think it's one of my favorites because I watched it when I was really young, and it just scared the crap out of me.
Again, you're making me feel so old.
That makes sense. It was just a classic. Like, for me, it was like that classic scary movie that I saw when I was little. Like,
right.
With The Grudge and like all that stuff. So.
Okay.
Okay, the original Omen. The first one.
Do you know, I've never seen it.
It's
I've owned it for years, and I've never. I still have it. Every October,
you've
I'm
seen,
like, "This
the third
is the
one, right." Didn't you say that? Like, you've seen like the third one, but
maybe?
You've never seen any of them.
I don't know if I have. Like, Omen and Amityville Horror, for some reason, those two series I've never seen. And I've owned them both for years. And every October, I'm like, this is the year I watch. Nope.
So after the podcast.
It's hard to watch the Omen.
At 2 a.m.
It's hard to watch the Omen, but if you like scary movies, it's worth seeing.
I do like scary movies. Yeah.
No, again, I said scary, creepy, and thrillers. I threw Seven in there.
Sure.
I love Seven.
Seven's great.
Rosemary's Baby spooked me out when I was younger.
Great.
Cape Fear. I just the
Scorsese remake. Yeah,
yeah, I really. Yeah,
that was one of Alexa's favorites.
I'm back to an oldie, so I'm all over the place. Whatever Happened to Baby Jane?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's not for the nude scenes, but I love Eyes Wide Shut.
I do too.
I love it. I think that movie's totally underrated.
And that's one that just went so far over my head in 1999. I was like,
you got to watch it again.
No, I have, and I've come around on it in a big way. I really like it. But
you got to see that movie more than once to appreciate it.
Yeah.
But it's great. It's really a good story. It's well acted.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman were going through a lot of personal stuff, so it's kind of interesting to see them act as they were fighting because they were going through personal stuff at the same time.
And I wonder if the reputation would be different if it wasn't Kubrick's last movie. Yeah. You know, I think people maybe had higher expectations because it was his last movie or something. But yeah, I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah, and I guess I like Nicole Kidman because the next one is Dead Calm. Maybe one of her first movies.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Great movie.
And who's the guy from
Billy
Titanic.
Zane.
Yeah, he was great.
He was. Psycho. And Sam Neill.
Yeah. Here's a movie that, that's right, Sam Neill was good. Here's a movie that when I was in college was way ahead of its time. And now when you watch it, it's a little outdated, but at the time I absolutely loved it. American Werewolf in London.
That movie has not dated at all. That movie
so you agree.
Is incredible.
Yeah. Okay.
No,
I've watched it recently, but I love it. And it was the first of its kind.
Yes.
Great music, great acting, a great story. So thank you, Engle.
Yeah, it's like one of the best horror movies ever made.
Okay, and then I saved the worst for last. It has to be one of the most disturbing movies I've ever seen, with one of the greatest performances. I'll tell you who the greatest performance was in a second. Marv from Home Alone was in this movie. Very Bad Things.
Oh, sure, yeah, yeah. Jesus.
And what's his name, Daniel Stern?
Daniel Stern, yeah.
His performance is very underrated in that crazy movie.
That movie gets to a point, oh, sure. No, I saw it opening night. I went with my sister, which might have been a mistake, because she was like, do you want to go see A Bug's Life or Very Bad Things? I was like, oh, Very Bad Things. And
naturally.
Yeah, that movie goes to some dark places.
It makes me uncomfortable.
It just keeps on getting worse and worse.
At a certain point, they're all just shouting at each other.
It's like I love movies that make me uncomfortable, but that one made me like uncomfortable.
And it makes me miss Cameron Diaz when she like took crazy chances and was in weird movies because now she's in like garbage Ashton Kutcher comedies. Yeah.
It's been a while for her. she will appear on my. I might as well go to my best comedy. She does appear on my best on my favorite comedies though, because I really love There's Something About Mary.
As do I.
Yeah, it never gets old for me.
That is a movie that helped bring my wife and I together. So it'll always hold a special place in my heart.
Do tell.
Don't. If you don't want to, don't.
I immediately wanted to make like a dirty joke, and I'm like, well, I shouldn't in front of the Rotheims.
Oh,
no, we saw it together, and we were just friends at the time, and we both loved it. And then she went away. There were certain parallels, because she was with someone else. You know, she was with a Brett Favre, and I was the dork who was in love with her, who was like, hey, just give me a chance. Okay. And eventually she did.
That's great. I love it. It's a great movie. Classics, Young Frankenstein. And Blazing Saddles. I wasn't sure if I should say Blazing Saddles too, but it's
no, why not?
It would never be made today. But
no,
it's so funny.
No.
And Young Frankenstein is brilliant.
Yeah.
I love Danny Hall.
Yeah.
And I know my wife and a lot of my family they don't appreciate Woody Allen at all, but I love that movie in particular. He has a couple other great ones.
You're a rational man.
I absolutely love, and it never gets old, the original Vacation with Chevy Chase.
Yes, absolutely.
I love that movie.
Did you see the remake?
Yeah, it was just okay.
Okay.
I'm being nice.
Don't give it much credit.
I'm trying to be nice for those who told me they actually liked it.
All right. Well, that's open-minded of you.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High never gets old.
Yeah.
I love it.
Featuring Kelly Maroney, previous guest on the podcast-a-thon.
I did not know that.
Yeah. She played the annoying cheerleader.
Okay. All the Austin Powers movies.
All of them?
I like them all.
All right.
What don't you like?
I'll give you the first one.
Oh, you didn't like Mini Me came in the second one.
No.
I like that.
I wasn't crazy about the second two.
And again, that doesn't mean I think they're classics, but I did.
I understand. I'll give the second one points for Heather Graham, but I can't. I can't give the third one. Yeah.
I really like Liar Liar and Mask. I think those are Mask. I really like a lot.
Yeah,
two of Alexa's favorites.
Really,
not to be confused with the Mask with Cher and. Eric Stoltz.
No, those are backwards. The Mask is Jim Carrey. Mask is Peter Bogdanovich.
Alexa is very talented at imitating Jim Carrey, especially Liar Liar.
Okay.
Especially Liar Liar.
Beetlejuice, I think that was on Alexa's list too. I love Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Never gets old. I love Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yep.
I already talked to you about Steve Martin, and John Candy was great.
Do you have a favorite Steve Martin movie?
Favorite
Steve Martin comedy?
Oh, that's a tough one. It might be Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. I mean, you know, I consider Parenthood
Roseanne.
A comedy.
Roxanne.
I love Roxanne.
Roxanne's great. I love The Jerk.
The Jerk. I think
that's
the
his first. That was his
yeah,
first.
But I'm a big fan of The Man with Two Brains, which I feel like does not get enough love. Dr. Kafar.
And then everyone thought his performance in All of Me was Academy Award worthy.
Yeah.
I remember people went nuts for that, too.
It was great physical stuff. I haven't seen that movie as much as some of the other ones.
Yeah,
but.
I only saw it once because Lily Tomlin's in it. Although she was in Shortcuts.
She was, and she's great in Shortcuts. Yeah. Her and Tom Waits, man.
Yeah. I like him, too.
Yeah.
I had Raising Arizona on the list because I always loved Raising Arizona. And the trio of Naked Gun, Airplane, and Top Gun, and Top Secret. I almost said Top Gun. You ever see Top Secret?
Love Top Secret.
Yeah. Airplane and Naked Gun. They're all
sure,
and they all came from a movie that one of my friends, Steve Cash. Who lives in Florida now, absolutely loved. It was called The Big Bus.
Never seen The Big Bus.
And I can't find it anywhere, but it was a great big bus, almost like an airplane out of control, a bus out of control.
Right.
It had like a Bert from Soap and all these old comedians, Sally Kellerman, all these.
So it was like disaster movie on a bus?
Correct. And it was just like the same humor as Airplane.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, so it was a comedy.
Oh, yeah.
Got
total
it.
Comedy.
Got it.
So that's those movies came, that was the first of that.
Right. Got it.
And Stockard Channing was in it, too.
Okay.
The weird cast. I put on Comedy's Army of Darkness, which we already talked about. I love that movie.
It's a great one.
I think it's funny.
Yeah.
You got to have Caddyshack on any list. I mean, you might not like it, but I like it.
It's one of those that, like, it's a staple.
Yeah.
It doesn't make me laugh as much as some people, but I laugh every time that Chevy Chase is with the woman. She says, like, a summons. Take it. It's yours. it's the best.
Yeah. Anything by who did Ferris Bueller and 16 Candles.
John Hughes.
John Hughes. Anything with him is brilliant. Yeah. And he did Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
He did.
So I like, we like both of those movies.
But he also did Baby's Day Out.
I've never seen that. And Uncle Buck was just okay, too.
I kind of like Uncle Buck. For a while, Uncle Buck was my go-to Thanksgiving movie. I don't know why. Every Thanksgiving I watched. Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
My brother-in-law talked me into two movies, Club Dread, which is really funny.
Okay.
And maybe three. And then the Super Troopers.
Super Troopers, yeah.
And then I think me and
Beer Fest?
Well, that's
the other
too.
Broken Lizard one, yeah.
And then myself and Irene, which I really didn't think I liked it. He made me watch it. It was really funny.
I haven't seen
that
it since the day
Jim Carrey.
It opened. Yeah.
It's crazy.
I think my expectations were too high because it was the Farrellys coming right up. Off of Something About Mary, so I was like, these guys are the next big thing in comedy, and I was like, that movie wasn't what I was hoping for. Yeah.
And that reminds me, I don't have the Farrelly Brothers bowling movie with Bill Murray.
Kingpin!
Yeah, I probably should be on there, but...
That's a great movie and a great Bill Murray performance.
Yep.
And the greatest bull semen joke maybe in a movie ever.
Let's hear it.
No, that's where he's drinking the milk, and he says, he's got a big milk mustache from milking the cow, and he says, we don't have a cow, we have a bull.
That's right. So also I can't forget Pineapple Express, Super Bad, and Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah,
those are all good. Knocked Up doesn't quite make the list.
Okay.
And then lastly, Best in Show. I really like their documentaries or whatever you want, or mockumentaries, whatever
they call them.
But I think Best in Show is terrific.
Are you a Waiting for Guffman fan?
I liked it.
Yeah.
And I also liked a real lot the, what's the one with the singing? Mighty Wind. Musicals.
Mighty Wind.
Top. All right. Again, should I keep going?
Yeah, absolutely.
Top oldies.
Oldies, all right.
Oldies, and some of them maybe aren't that old. I love The Apartment. I already talked to you about how much I like Jack Lemmon.
Great movie.
They won best. Movie in 1960, I believe. My favorite Alfred Hitchcock movie is Rear Window.
Okay.
And Grace Kelly, oh my God.
Sure.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about Paul Newman a little more, but The Hustler is just an amazing movie.
Never seen The Hustler.
Oh.
I'm the worst.
Got to add it to
the list. I will, I promise.
It's amazing.
I've seen The Color of Money, but not The Hustler.
And they'll talk about that on the Oscar type thing.
Got it. Okay.
And he did win Best Actor for The Color of Money, as I think you know. But he should have won Best Actor for The Hustler.
Right. That's kind of actually, he should have won the Oscar for The Verdict.
He was nominated for The Verdict.
Right. Wasn't that the one we watched on your birthday?
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Wow. You were, because you told.
Because
you said you never watched a movie with Paul Newman in it or something?
No, I had seen a Paul Newman movie.
What was the?
I just had never seen The Verdict. I think
it's because it was your
you
birthday.
Said
and
watch
you
something
said
with Paul Newman
for your
in
birthday.
It.
We're gonna watch something with Paul.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was a solid movie. It was great.
Oh my gosh! Donald Holloway, so good. Yeah.
Jack Warden
loved it.
Jack Warden, who also is in. Wasn't Jack Warren in it?
Oh, yeah.
And he's also in Heaven Can Wait. He's great. And that's one of the movies that I got. Hopefully you'll remember some of the movies I suggest.
For sure.
That you watch.
Paper and pen?
My favorite, way better than Citizen Kane, is Touch of Evil. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Great movie.
I'm skipping all over the place. The Odd Couple, anything with Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau.
Never seen the original Odd Couple.
So funny.
Yeah.
And then they also. did the fortune cookie.
Seen the fortune cookie.
Okay. Are we a fan?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, all that old Billy Wilder stuff. I love it.
He's great.
Yeah.
I put down Wait Until Dark. I had to get Alan Arkin in there, even though he's in Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah.
And Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah.
It was a scary movie. And then Psycho. These are all these. I've already talked about Psycho as far as scary.
Sure.
I do like It's a Wonderful Life quite a bit.
Yeah.
I already talked about Ken on a Hot Tin Roof. My wife's favorite, Some Like It Hot.
Yeah.
Billy Wilder.
Great movie.
Great movie. The Great Race. You ever see The Great Race?
I have not seen The Great Race.
That's Tony Curtis. Jack Lemmon is brilliant in it. Peter Falk. I highly recommend
I'm
it.
I'm in.
And also Natalie Wood is in The
Great Race. I'm even more in.
The original Manchurian Candidate.
Yeah.
And 12 Angry Men.
12 Angry Men's amazing.
Yeah, and I could have done 50 more.
Yeah, no, of course. So, there's a lot of... messages in the comments here about how people want you guys to adopt them, just so you know. A lot of love for the Rodheims right now. So people are loving you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Should I keep going? I'm getting there.
Keep going.
I'm getting there. Top musicals.
Okay.
I always like The Music Man. I like The Music Man a lot.
Musicals are another one of those where I'm deficient because I haven't seen a lot of the big ones.
Yeah, and they're pretty corny and hokey,
sure.
But if the music's good.
Okay.
But I like The Music Man, and of course, The Sound of Music. Who doesn't like The Sound
Never
of Music?
The Sound of Music?
Never?
Never. I'm telling you, there are so many musicals I've never
You're
seen.
You're the only one. You'll enjoy it if you ever see it.
All right. Movie.
It's impossible not to. I like Cabaret quite a bit.
I've seen Cabaret.
Were you a fan?
Why do we have two copies of that? We have two copies.
You can never have too many copies of Cabaret.
Dad burned us.
Here's the thing about Cabaret. I might like it more. I mean, Bob Fosse is an interesting director. I might like it more. I watched it for a class that I was taking as an independent study on Holocaust in film. Mm-hmm. So I watched it under like weird circumstances. You know?
It's very dark.
I mean, yeah.
It's during when the Germans are taking over.
Right. And I mean, I love the stylization of it, but I would need to watch it again.
Okay. Moulin Rouge.
Okay.
We talked about
that. That's another one I catch him watching at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
Now, here's a movie that I really like that is really a play. My wife said, we're going to see, when Alexa was 5, we're taking her for her birthday to see Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Okay.
With Donny Osmond.
Yeah, I remember when that was in Chicago.
And I immediately said, I'm not going to go see anything with Donny Osmond. That was my reaction. And now I think that movie is, like, unbelievable. And the guy, I idolize the guy because his voice is, like, amazing.
Yeah.
And I really love that musical.
Never seen it.
Oh, it's great. I could lend it to you.
All right, thanks.
I'm not telling you to go buy it. I could lend it to you.
Just so you know, Aubrey's making faces. Yeah. I'm trying to create strife.
That's another movie that makes me uncomfortable for no reason.
Joseph?
Yeah.
Is it because of Donny Osmond?
I don't know what it is.
It's great. It's just great music.
Yeah, it's definitely because of him, but I don't know.
Alexa loved to sing. I always envisioned her. She could have been like the MC, the girl that kind of walks around. That would have been a perfect part for her. She had that.
Do you remember did you ever watch the Saturday Night Live sketch where... I think it was Chad Kroeger and Julia Louis-Dreyfus playing Donnie and Marie. And they're singing. It was like they were doing a sketch about the old Donnie and Marie. show, and they're singing to each other, and they look at each other, and by the end of the sketch, they're making out. It's hilarious.
That's hysterical.
Oh, my God.
Well, I haven't seen that.
No, all right. Well, I'm sure it's on YouTube.
Go to YouTube later.
If you want
to.
Osmond Proxies yeah. make out. By the way, I used to play in a band called Osmond Proxies. We were pretty good.
That's good.
It's awesome.
That's true. Another movie that I remember where I was and when I saw it, my family, my dad was going to take us all to the Cubs game. It was 1969. I was 10 years old.
Okay.
And they were sold out. So we ended up instead on a beautiful hot Saturday or whatever day it was, Sunday, went and saw the musical Oliver, which won Best Movie.
Yeah.
And it's a great musical. We came out of the theater and I said, how did the Cubs do? Because it was 1969. They were still in first place. Time before the collapse, and that was the day Kenny Holzman threw a no-hitter.
Okay.
And Hank Aaron like hit a fly ball for you Cubs fans that Jack Rickles thought of. Was out of the park and a little curve, and Billy Williams caught it.
I'm taking your word on all of this because I don't know anything about sports.
Yeah. Well, same.
Right now, yeah, as far as the Cubs go, you should either jump on the bandwagon or I don't know what they did tonight, but or jump right off because they're hurting. Wizard of Oz, you got to have on any.
That's one of my favorite movies ever.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. I forced the kids at the daycare to watch the classics.
Good.
I give them a little movie lesson.
You should show them Return to Oz and terrify them.
I've never seen.
I don't want to get fired. What?
I've never seen The Wiz, but what's that other one that everyone loves? The play. The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, Wicked. I've never seen
Wicked. I hear that's terrific, so I want to see it. Damn Yankees, I like. There's certain songs that I really like in that movie. It's not a great movie, but it's worth seeing. West Side Story, which one best movie?
I've never seen West Side Story.
Yeah, it's great.
I was in West Side Story. I've never seen
it. You actually
movie.
Were.
Yeah.
You're a thespian.
Well, no. I just was like in the chorus because they needed guys. That's where I met Erica, actually.
You were a jet, so you're snapping your fingers.
I was a shark.
A shark.
Okay. You would look at me and say, yes, Puerto Rican, and because that's they cast me as a shark. I don't know.
Oh my God.
I'm Chicago, which is that Fosse, right?
Yeah. He did the – yeah, they used the choreography. I like that movie.
I think Chicago is my favorite.
Yeah.
It's great. And then I put Across the Universe for all of us Beatles lovers. I thought they did a really nice job. I'm very picky about who sings my Beatles songs, and I thought they did a terrific job. So I really liked Across the Universe. And then I put in A Mighty Wind. We talked about that earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, that's great music and a great individual song by the two stars.
Are you talking about the slow one, like the ballad? Yeah, Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara.
Right, that's a great song. Can't what it's called.
It's
even on my iPod.
Kiss from a Rainbow or something like that?
Yeah,
it's
not Kiss from a Rose.
Not Kiss from a Rose.
I think you're right. I think
Kiss at the end of a Rainbow. Yeah. It's something along that, because I remember them performing it live at the Oscars, which was very cool, and I don't think they won, because why would they?
Seriously. It did make my...
we showed Connor Best in Show, or my brother Connor Best in Show, and he was just mortified.
He doesn't have an attention span for
he
movies.
He did not understand it at all.
So, anyway, speaking of Oscars, the Oscar ripoffs, as I call them.
All right.
I'll start with Paul Newman. We already talked about that. He could have won an Oscar, and I believe he was nominated for each of these movies. I'm not positive. HUD, The Hustler, which you need to see.
Yeah.
Ken on Hutton Roof, which you need to see. Cool Hand Luke and The Sting. He could have won for any of those movies.
Yeah.
Instead, they gave him the Academy Award for Color of Money, which was the sequel to The Hustler. With Tom Cruise and
the same
movie.
Yeah.
So you need to go back and see The Hustler. He's one of my favorite actors. He's amazing.
Okay.
And there's probably another 5-10 movies that he was great in, too, that I'm not even mentioning. I already talked about, you disagree with me, but I thought Annette Bening was great in American Beauty.
All right.
And as you knew, Hilary Swank won for Boys Don't Cry.
Yeah.
I am still upset that Michael Keaton did not win Best Actor for Birdman. I love Birdman.
Oh my
I thought he totally deserved it.
Him and I always get in a fight about this because...
Who won?
The guy in what was it called?
The Theory of Everything.
The Theory of Everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
That movie was... And then he was nominated again for this other movie.
Okay, Birdman won...
Best movie and best director.
Best movie, which you should be happy with.
And best director.
Okay, but the actor...
Eddie Redmayne is his name. He has the most punchable face of any actor in Hollywood.
No, I agree with you, but... Okay, The Theory of Everything, I understand why that guy won, because it appeals to... Like, Birdman is kind of a weird movie that might not appeal to a lot of people, like the general... public who goes to see Birdman,
sure.
A lot of people will look at it and be like, what the hell did I just watch? Whereas The Theory of Everything, I think that would appeal to a lot more people because it's about somebody that everybody knows and blah, 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 blah.
But I don't care about that.
And
Michael Keaton was better.
And he executed something that was, like, really hard to do. Yeah. Like, you know, like, trying to...
It does continue the Academy's streak of awarding the person who plays disabled.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Yeah, like, that's not easy to do, and I think he deserved it.
What did you think of Birdman and Michael Keaton?
I liked Michael Keaton better than I liked Birdman.
Have you only seen it once?
Yes.
I believe that movie gets better
for
us movie buffs when you see it more than once.
That's right.
Because I didn't love it the first time, and there's a lot of things to figure out.
Yeah.
But I think it gets better because Ed Norton was great in it.
Edward Norton was great.
The second best movie to American History X.
Okay.
In my opinion. And also, what's her name? Was Emily Stone? Emily Stone, is that her name?
Emma Stone.
I thought she was terrific in it, too. So anyway, that's one of my pet peeves. I just thought he should have won. Scorsese should have won Best Director, and Raging Bull should have won Best Movie. Do you remember what did win Best Director and Best Movie?
Ordinary People and Robert Redford.
You got it. And I like Ordinary People a lot.
I've never seen Ordinary People.
Yeah, it's good. And that was when Timothy Hutton could actually act, because he was very good in it.
Yeah.
He's never done anything good since that I can recall. Maybe, I don't know. But anyway, Raging Bull was an amazing movie to me, and Scorsese, you know, he finally got it for The Departed.
Right.
He could have won for about five other movies.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And then I already talked about Do the Right Thing. Not only was it not nominated for Best Movie or Best Director, and you might recall that Spike Lee went crazy about it, and then they pretty much thinks he's been shunned since.
Yeah.
And I love He Got Game and a few other of his movies, but a movie that most people don't even realize he directed, that bank movie.
Inside Job. Inside Man.
Inside Man is outstanding.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem, other than Denzel's in it, you would never know he directed it.
Right.
So I was upset about that. At the top of my list, and I've watched this movie two or three times, and I don't understand for the life of me, I don't even like the theme song that was so popular. Chariots of Fire won Best Movie, and I don't remember what year, and there wasn't a great competition, but there was nothing at the time like Raiders of the Lost Ark.
So that was 81.
Okay.
Yeah.
And... I watched that movie. I don't understand why people liked it at all. I just don't get it. Have you seen?
I've never seen Chariots of Fire.
Oh, I would say don't.
Yeah, I mean, it's never appealed to me, to be honest.
And then the obvious biggest snub of all time, the biggest mistake, the most ridiculous thing is Saving Private Ryan. It won Best Director for Steven Spielberg.
Yes,
but you know who it lost to?
Shakespeare in Love.
Yeah, ridiculous. And I don't think Shakespeare in Love was a bad movie.
Yeah,
but we're talking about Saving Private Ryan is one of the greatest movies, in my opinion. Maybe one of the greatest movies ever. I loved it.
I'm the wrong person to argue. Okay. At the time, I honestly was like, I felt like Shakespeare in Love was a more consistent movie. Because for me, Saving Private Ryan's a little bit uneven. Like, I think it has higher highs than almost any movie ever, but I also have some problems with it. But I think over the course of time, I think Saving Private Ryan probably should have been the movie that represented that year in movies, because people aren't talking about Shakespeare in Love, except when they say, do you know what beat Saving Private Ryan for the Oscar? That's the only time that movie comes up. So,
And there was rumors that the Weinstein brothers bought the Oscar. Yeah. Remember that talk?
But and it happens every year where they get a movie in there, and all of a sudden, like, how is Finding Neverland nominated? How is Shock a Lot nominated? Because they have that kind of pull, you know?
Yeah. And we already talked about favorite scenes in movies. Let's see. They just got two more things. Three recent movies that I've seen that I liked, and I think someone mentioned that 10 Cloverhill Lane.
I never
read the book. I never saw the first movie. I thought it was great.
I don't think it's a book, but and you don't even need to have seen the first movie to appreciate it, but the original Cloverfield is good. Yeah. You should check it out.
Deadpool was definitely excellent.
Okay, yeah.
Very interesting. And then I really liked, hopefully I'll say it correctly, I thought Sicario was great.
Sicario was really good.
Yeah, those are because there hasn't been a lot of great movies lately that I could think of, but those would be three that I've recently seen that were good. And then let's see. Lastly, I have a question for you.
Wow.
And I don't know if you've already done this. It might be a little redundant, but what could you give me your five? Oh, no, here, I got something else.
All right.
Movies. I talked about how at first I didn't like Parenthood.
Yes.
And then I liked it. And then there was a movie I actually liked a lot. And then when I see it again, I don't really know why I liked it so much. Maybe it's because it's such a giveaway, and that's Unusual Suspects. When I first saw it, I thought it was great.
Okay.
And now I would turn it off if I
really yeah. Okay.
And I know a lot of people's favorite movies, but that's just how I feel about it.
Okay.
You have movies like that that you. At first, you might have even reviewed them and gave them great rankings, and then later on you said, oh, why did I do that? Or vice versa. You maybe gave a movie a not-so-good rating, and then you saw it again and said, I should have given it a higher rating.
Well, I don't know if I felt like I should have given it a higher rating. I'm famous on the website for changing my opinion on Avatar, which I did not like when I saw it, and then watched it a bunch on HBO, and I was like, oh, it turns out I like Avatar. And I know that it's lame, and like I know that it's not a well-written movie, but for whatever reason, I enjoy it. I can't think of a movie that I like loved and now don't like. I feel like there are fewer of those, because I think I tend to liking movies more than I do kind of get turned off by them.
Yeah, I couldn't name a lot that I really like that I don't like anymore. Yeah. There's some that I'm kind of tired of.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I get those. Or I'm like, I don't ever need to see that again, but not one that I like actively dislike.
Okay, and then here I'll ask you a question for Aubrey, since she loves David Lynch.
Yeah.
Do you have what do you think about David Lynch and his movies?
I love David Lynch. It's a constant toss-up for my favorite David Lynch, because like Tarantino, there's three. Wild Heart's probably not in my top, even though I love it. Eraserhead's not in my top, even though it's on your shirt.
It's not in my top either.
So my top three Lynch movies, and could change order at any time, given on which one I'm watching, are Blue Velvet, Mulholland Drive, and Lost Highway.
I agree with that completely.
Yeah.
Even though you have no idea what happens at the end of Lost Highway.
I know exactly what happens at the end of Lost Highway.
It ends.
No, I know exactly what happens.
You'll have to explain it to me. I need to see that again.
Or just watch it.
It's about OJ. I swear. It's about OJ.
Get out of here.
Just watch it again.
And I'm all about OJ and that five-part.
Did you watch that?
ESPN was amazing.
It was so good, right? It's about a guy who kills his wife and can't deal with the guilt and creates an elaborate fantasy in which... he's not to blame. He didn't do it. His wife was a cheat. He's this other guy. He's not this impotent, pathetic musician. He's this cool stud. And then slowly the reality of what happened starts bleeding into his fantasy.
Okay.
And so even as Baltazar Getty, he gets rejected. And at the end, he's essentially, when he's driving the car and shaking violently, kind of turning, he's in the electric chair. He's being electrocuted. That's the end of the movie.
Wow.
You got to be a deep thinker.
I guess so. or stoned or something.
I definitely
need to see that movie
most
again.
Most Lynch movies take a few watches. Some people don't even attempt to try to interpret or understand.
And I love it.
And I did not get it the first time. Same with Mulholland Drive. I was like, I don't know what I saw, but I loved it.
It actually surprised me so much that Mulholland Drive was on Alexa's list, because when Alexa watched movies, there's nothing she couldn't stand more than like not being able to like understand something.
Sure, okay.
Or something not coming full circle,
right.
Logic, reason, like if it didn't have that, she didn't like it.
Okay.
So I think like a few months ago she had watched Twin Peaks, and we got her to watch Twin Peaks, and she actually really liked it.
Yeah.
But she hated the second season, because the second season
is not about
even,
Laura Palmer. Right.
What the hell even happens in that season? But so yeah, I mean, you know, when she did not like David Lynch, you know, other than Mulholland Drive, which completely, I think she liked the soundtrack and just the vibe of it, but any other David Lynch movie, she couldn't do it. She couldn't even sit there and watch it.
Isn't that so fascinating? And you guys are in the same family, and you have one daughter who's wearing an Eraserhead t-shirt and another daughter who can't stand David Lynch. That's wild.
Alexa just likes things that, like, she liked things that, like, had meaning and purpose and, you know, social justice and all that good stuff.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Productive things, you know? Like, even with music, like, if there was a song and she didn't like the lyrics and, you know, like, if a song had the most amazing instrumental parts to it, like, and it had crappy lyrics, she wouldn't care. Like, she only cared about the lyrics making sense.
Really?
Like helping her plan out her wedding music, she put me on music. And she's like, no, I don't like the lyrics. I'm like, Alexa, no one's going to be listening to the lyrics. No one's going to be interpreting, analyzing the lyrics of this song. Just, it sounds good and people are going to dance to it. Like, so that's just how she was generally with movies and music. So Mulholland Drive surprises me. But I don't know.
Okay, and then lastly, and thank you again for everything. This has just been
thank you guys. This has been really fun.
You know, I love talking sports, music, in movies. And
nice.
This has been great.
Good.
What about your, and again, this might be redundant, but your, can you give me your five favorites of all time?
So here's the five that I name, even though, again, these are interchangeable.
Mm-hmm.
Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
The 1946 Beauty and the Beast, the Jean Cocteau one.
I guess I need to see that.
Oh, my God. It's incredible. Matinee, the Joe Dante movie with John Goodman is the...
Oh, theater. I remember that movie. I've never seen it, but I remember when it came
out. It's terrific. It shows up on HBO
a
lot.
Wow, and that's your top. So that's going to be the only one who's going to have that movie in your top five.
Perhaps.
Which is fine, because I have Royal Tenenbaums in my top five. Yeah. Most people wouldn't.
Phantom of the Paradise, which is a musical, Brian De Palma. That's the poster for it behind you there. It's a movie from the early 70s. It's like a rock musical with Jessica Harper, and Paul Williams plays this little Svengali dude. Yeah.
Mary Tyler Moore's Rhoda?
No, that's that's Valerie Harper.
Jessica Harper
is
blonde. She's got blonde hair.
No, she's Suspiria and what's the Woody Allen Stardust Memories?
Okay.
And you'd know her if you saw her.
Okay.
And then my favorite movie of all time is Back to the Future.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I remember that.
Of course you do. What's your top five?
My top five?
Yeah.
I have a pretty solid top three, but then the rest are interchangeable.
Yeah.
But my tops are definitely Kill Bill. That's first, and obviously both of them. And then after that, it's Natural Born Killers.
Okay.
And then True Romance.
Nice. That would be, if I went to 10, True Romance would be in there.
Yeah. And then definitely Mulholland Drive.
Yeah.
Tenenbaums. And Raising Arizona, Fargo. Those are some of my favorites.
Yeah.
I have a ton of favorites. It's hard. But, yeah.
It's good to have a lot of favorites.
That's like my top five, pretty much.
Yeah.
Whatever I said.
What's the movie you guys have seen more than any other movie?
Oh, my God.
Do you think
I watch Kill Bill, honestly. Like,
I would say that in the Royal Tenenbaums
are up
there.
Four times a month.
Yeah.
Back in the day, I couldn't stop watching Raising Arizona.
Yeah. I mean, Tenenbaums is a movie that's always on, too. So, anytime I pass it, I have to watch it.
Yeah.
Like, I can't pass it up and... I mean, I'm trying to think. I literally was just pondering this, how I watch this movie so often. I don't know. I watch Natural Born Killers a lot. Probably more than
that
you
disturbs
should.
Me.
He hates it.
I don't hate the movie, but it's you shouldn't watch it so often.
I don't know. I love the chaos. I don't know.
Rodney Dangerfield scene is something, isn't it? Yeah. Oh boy,
it's terrible.
I don't know. I love the dysfunction.
A lot of dark movies there
and
that you're into.
And a lot of people don't agree with me, but I love Juliette Lewis. I love her.
No, she's terrific. She's a crazy person.
Alexa, always gave me shit for that. She's
really?
Like, why do you like Juliette Lewis?
Have you seen California?
Yeah, yeah. With
no, I've...
Brad Pitt and her.
Yeah.
I've seen... Oh, hi. Sorry.
Hi, guys. Other family members are here.
They've been listening.
No, California.
I've been getting texts.
Or California.
Saying that you need to speak up because I can't hear you.
I heard you call Roxanne Roseanne.
Yeah, my bad.
Okay. We're crowded. All right.
But,
we have the best teacher at Hoffman State High School right there and a fine volleyball coach
what
as well.
Ms.
I assume you're talking about Erica, right? You were referring to Erica?
Both of them.
Yeah.
All of them.
My husband is biased.
It's true.
And the best teacher at Harper
which
as well.
Which is good. Well, thank you.
Three of my teachers in the room. That's weird. That's very strange.
Behave yourself, Hobbs.
I know. You guys all came down as I was swearing. But
Juliette Lewis in Cape Fear is awesome.
That is
I agree.
My Cape Fear. Oh, that's what I was thinking of. That is a movie I watch way too much.
Cape Fear?
I love it, though.
I watch it all the time. I never get sick of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love her in Cape Fear. I love her in Natural Born Killers. I love her in, what am I thinking? What am I missing?
Was she in From Dusk Till Dawn?
Yeah.
She's in that. Yep, I love her in that.
You have to see California.
It's definitely her when I definitely like her when she's younger. That's my favorite Juliette Lewis. Because that movie, the skating movie, I'm just what the hell?
Whip It?
Oh,
yeah, and when she's in Wayward Pines,
I didn't watch Wayward
just
Pines.
Awful, terrible.
No.
Don't watch it. Don't watch it.
Here's another. I forgot To Die For. She wasn't in that, but you said skating. Did you ever see To Die For?
Oh, sure, yeah.
I think that's
Nicole Kidman.
Movie.
There's a lot of Nicole Kidman movies on your list.
Yeah,
this
like
is something you should explore.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
You were saying I like all the dark movies, and I know that I know that didn't settle well with Mom at first.
No?
She's like, no. It's like my obsession with Quentin Tarantino. Like, I have all these t-shirts and posters, like bloody t-shirts and posters and blah, 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 blah. I have like the one with like Go-Go and like the blood coming out of her eyes.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And but I think they've come to accept it and they know that I'm not a psychopath and it's all good.
Have you seen Battle Royale?
Of course.
Okay. Because Go-Go's in there, right?
Yeah, she is.
That's what I thought.
Yep, she's in it.
That's a dark movie.
I love that movie.
It's a very dark movie. Sorry about that.
Well, anyway, I guess we used up our hour. I got my movie fix.
Yeah.
And I absolutely loved
holy
it.
Crap.
And
named every movie that ever existed.
No, that's great.
Oh, I missed another 100. But I want to see the movies that you've talked about. I hope you can get a chance to see the movies.
I absolutely will. Yeah.
And
thank you.
Didn't even talk about Dracula and all your cool posters and Frankenstein. And
oh, well, yeah. I'm a,
where's Abbott Costello Meet Frankenstein?
That was a great one. I love that. I tried to show that to my kids last Halloween, and my daughter did not like Wolfman. So might have been too young for that. I was like, come on, grow up.
Yeah.
It's a comedy. I'm just kidding. I didn't say that.
Anyway, thank you very, very much for everything. Me and my family, like I said earlier, we just appreciate this so much.
Thank you guys so much for being here and for having an incredible family that inspired us to want to do this. And
this will definitely probably, like, I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but this
I do, which is weird.
This will probably be my favorite fundraiser that we have, because I love movies and Alexa loved movies, and
you love the sound of my voice, so yeah. This works out great.
I was telling Hannah, you sound like Family Guy character voice.
That's not a compliment.
You sound like Brian, the dog.
How is this a compliment at all?
I want you to intimidate it. Please try.
I can't at all. I don't even know. How is that a
all
compliment?
Of them, I don't. It's not bad. It's not a bad thing. They have nice soothing voices. TV radio voices.
If you
radio
say that, at least you didn't say I sound like Quagmire or something. Why would she say that?
But not like if you would have to change your voice to sound like him. But you have like the under like you have like the. I don't, whatever. Ignore
it was going so
ignore
well.
Me.
And we're going so well, Aubrey.
And we're
going
to be listening to that voice till 2 a.m.
Yeah, you really are. It's going to get more and more hoarse. So by the end, I'll sound like Demi Moore. And it'll be.
Have some of those.
Yes, I just saw striptease.
Oh, that is not a good movie.
No, it's not.
We've overstepped our, we're past our
all
hour allotment.
Right. Okay.
Thank you guys again. We're going to take a short break and listen to another song from Brahm. And then I will be back with Eric Asperschlager. And we're going to talk about Star Trek because we're dorks. But thank you guys again. Thank you, Rod Hunt family, so much. And hold on, let me pull up a song here because I don't like have just an engineer that's going to do it. This song is called Fenn. It's another song about Sherilyn Fenn because you can never have too many songs about Sherilyn Fenn. So thank you again, Brahm. And here goes that song.
Thanks for listening to FS Movie.